Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. So I'm doing something a little differently today. I took a long nap, so can't really fall asleep right now. So I just decided to just jump on here and just do this podcast episode about something I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, but I just never had the courage or the time to do it. But why not do it now? So let me get comfortable in my bed, y'all. So this episode is going to be about sexuality and sexual fluidity and labels. And I may have to make this a part one and do a part two another day, because like I have so many opinions on this topic that it's not even funny. And you know what really pushed me to do this was the singer August Alsina allegedly apparently coming out as gay and people's reaction to it. And there's just some very interesting things I'm noticing. So I'm going to play you all this clip that went viral last week of August Alsina allegedly coming out the closet. So hold on.
What do you know?
Nothing.
Love showed up. But in a new way, I want to share that and really honor the person that I love and that loves me back and teaching me so much about love and healing. I want to do that in front of the world, because it defies all the constructs that one would say love is supposed to be or love should look like.
So that's the clip that went viral, and August is seen, you know, hugging another man very intimately. Now, for those who don't know, August Alsina is this R&B singer who was really popular in the early 2010s. You know, when I was in high school, that's when he first came out, and his big hit, you know, "Cause I'ma keep on drinking, cause I love that shit," you know, and I still listen to that song to this day. That song is damn near a decade old, but it still rides hard today. And you know what? He kind of helped usher in that the R&B trap sound that, you know, became popular like in 2018 and stuff. He really, you know, helped push that. But you know, he kind of fell off, and then he really went viral again in 2020 for revealing the entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. And I did a podcast episode about that. You can go through my archives and listen to what I had to say about that. But it looks like now he has a boyfriend. And when I tell you this sent social media into an upheaval, like it really did. It really did. It just really sent, you know, social media into, you know, overdrive. Like, people were shocked. You know, there were rumors that this was his brother, not his lover. Me, personally speaking, I don't think that's his brother. I don't. You know, the only brother he really ever talked about was his brother that died. And I believe August is the youngest. I think, you know, you do have friends who people say this is my brother, but really we're not real brothers. That's what I think this is. And that's just me being honest. You know, it just really went into overdrive. I mean, this was a trending topic for 3 days straight on YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram. You know, a lot of people making jokes about Jada Pinkett, how Jada Pinkett turned him out, how, you know, Will Smith must be punching the air and, you know, all that. Now, me personally speaking, and I said this in my first podcast discussing that entanglement, I honestly think August had an entanglement with Will and Jada. That's just me being honest. Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, has kind of said that she doesn't really, you know, she kind of believes that sexuality is fluid, and that, you know, you can kind of tell that's the type of dude that turns her on. You know, even Tupac, Tupac had this image as a thug, but you know, there was certain that was the image, the real Tupac. I'm not gonna say he was a soft, feminine man, but you know, he had another side of him. You know, and Will not a masculine man at all. And you know, that rumor about Will Smith messing with men, that rumor has been around since the 1980s. Since Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, that rumor is old. So, you know, in my personal opinion, I think August was messing around with both of them. I think, you know, Jada Pinkett went ahead and took the fall for that, because Will Smith's brand is bigger. And I don't think, you know, even though it's 2022, I don't think people will accept Will Smith being bisexual. I'm sorry, I don't. You know, apart when you have that much legacy and, you know, and that much fame and stuff, and people find it was just an illusion, some people can't handle that. And, you know, especially everything with the Oscar slapping and whatnot, yeah, people really can't handle that. But that's the conversation for another day. Now, I saw people saying that August was faking being gay and he just doing this for attention. Me, personally speaking, I don't believe that either. As a matter of fact, when that whole entanglement thing started, he did an interview with Angela Yee. This is what he said. And you know what? This caught my eye immediately 2 years ago. And now that I'm listening to it again, it catches my eye again. So by the way, I'm getting this from my dude, my guy, Storm Monroe.
So you think you'll ever be in love like you were in love again? Or do you look forward to that? Or you think that was just something that could never be? Was that like a soulmate? Do you believe in that?
Absolutely, I believe that, absolutely. And you know, soulmates can come in many forms, in the form of friends, lovers, whatever. I think that experience was really tough for me, and took a lot out of me.
Now here, I ain't gonna lie, it's giving here. I wasn't sure what was going on, but the hair is red, it's blonde, black roots. But then I was like, some men, they dress gender neutral, so maybe that's what it is. I don't like to assume nothing. Y'all know my style inspiration is Lenny Kravitz, and Lenny Kravitz will wear a fucking see-through sheer top. But then again, Lenny Kravitz is still so masculine that don't really matter. That makes sense.
Back to you. I mean, that, you know, I don't know if I am even prepared for a relationship.
I saw you said you were celibate now.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in so long.
What's so long?
Wow. Probably like going on 3 years now.
Wow, that is a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You know, but I haven't even really necessarily had a huge desire. I think there's something that I was researching called demisexual. Demisexuality, basically, like,
that's what he is. So I know y'all gonna argue with me.
So, you know, August basically said he's demisexual. And a demisexual is a sexual orientation in which an individual does not experience primary sexual attraction, the type of attraction that is based on immediately observable characteristics such as appearance or smell, and is experienced immediately at their first encounter. Basically, demisexual is basically being attracted to someone based off of an emotional attachment, you know, and that could be with a man or a woman. So is August Alsina straight, in my personal opinion? No. Okay, is he necessarily gay? In my personal opinion, no. Me personally speaking, I think he's bisexual. But in today's day and age, you know, most people say sexually fluid. And, you know, that's what really made me want to do this podcast episode, because for the past 4 weeks, I've just been watching YouTube video after YouTube video of bisexuality and sexual fluidity, and you know, and it was just very interesting to me how different people react to certain things. You know, it really is. And you know, that's why I said I may have to label this a part one and do part two another day, because this topic goes deep. Now I'm just gonna start with myself. Me personally speaking, and you know, I try not to reveal too much about myself personally in this blog, because you know, I'm not gonna say I'm a very private person, but I'm very guarded as I've gotten older. And who knows, this blog might take off and you know, I might become rich and famous And, you know, I don't want people to, you know, find out who the hell I am, because I was still like some anonymous, to being like an anonymous figure. But again, that's a topic for another day. Hold on, y'all. Let me drink from this tea. Let me drink from this tea, y'all. Because I've been making videos all day and I'm thirsty. Okay. Me personally speaking, you know, I'm not the most masculine guy in the world, you know, and I'll admit that wholeheartedly. You know, what do I identify as now? You know, I used to identify as, it's funny, in high school I identified as bisexual. Then, you know, it was gay. And now after college, I'm thinking bisexual again. And, you know, the reason, and, you know, that's why, you know, when I first heard about sexual fluidity, I just rolled my eyes. But as I've gotten older, it kind of makes sense. For me, personally speaking, like, I can look at another woman. By the way, I'm a male, you all. I'm a man, just to let you all know. But I can look at a woman and say, she's beautiful. She has a pretty face. You know, I think she's gorgeous. You know, when I was growing up, you know, I used to watch Tyra Banks show a lot, and I thought Tyra Banks was so beautiful when growing up. I used to have an obsession with her. I used to have an obsession with Vanessa Williams on Ugly Betty. I used to have an obsession with the ladies from Desperate Housewives, each and every one of them. You know, I was really attracted to people's faces and hair. And that's something that's still, you know, with me. You know, like, if you have amazing hair, whether you're a man or a woman, I'll just stare at you all day. You know, hopefully that's not too weird to admit on this podcast, but that's just the honest to God truth. But, you know, I'm sexually attracted to men. You know, I'm not sexually attracted to women. Well, not really girly women, you know, because, you know, not in high school, you know, because it was a bunch of stud lesbians at my high school. And, you know, some of them I thought were dudes when I first saw them. You know, again, I'm not going to name no names, but some of y'all follow me on Instagram. And, you know, I thought some of them were kind of cute when I thought they were dudes. And, you know, that kind of confused me a little, because that's when I'm like, well, do I really like women? But then again, it wasn't a sexual attraction there, you know. Now, when I got to college, you know, and again, not to be too graphic, but I did experiment, and I had a threesome with a couple, a man and a woman. And even though I didn't have penetration with the woman, I did, you know, I did do oral sex with her. And you know what? I somewhat enjoyed it. It wasn't the best thing. It wasn't the worst thing. You know, it was somewhat enjoyable. But, you know, and then I'm like, you know, that just blew my mind, because I never thought I would ever do that. But, you know, I did. And, you know, I'm like, well, does that make me bisexual? And, you know, that's something I still think about today. Like I said, I know I'm not straight, but am I gay or am I bisexual? You know, that I sometimes think about that to this day. Now, I also have noticed, as I've gotten to college, you know, masculine women kind of do turn me on a little. And that's just something that, you know, it took me some time to realize that about myself. Also, like, even when I was younger, I remember when I saw the movie Boomerang, and, you know, where everyone, you know, and I've looked at how people have described this movie, and everybody thought Halle Berry was the most beautiful woman in that movie. And Halle Berry is beautiful, but Grace Jones, you know, was the one that caught my eye. And, you know, Grace Jones has very masculine energy about her. You know, even like Janet Jackson, who is another woman who has masculine energy about her, you know, I've always loved her. And, you know, I've always loved watching her videos. And, you know, I was drawn to her. You know, Beyonce even has a certain form of masculine energy about her, and I'm drawn to her as well. So, you know, masculine women do, I'm drawn to, like, dominant masculine women. I've noticed that. Even my barber has noticed that. So, you know, I don't know, maybe that's something with the fluidity of everything. Because, you know, again, I've been watching countless videos on YouTube about this topic. And, you know, one thing I'm just shocked at is when people say there's no rules to sexuality or there's gray in sexuality, I'm starting to see it. Okay, I've seen YouTube videos of gay boys saying that, you know, they like sleeping with stud lesbians on the side. I've seen videos of stud lesbians saying they like dick on the side, but they want a girlfriend, but they just want dick on the side. And, you know, all of this was just shocking to me. It really was. Because, again, growing up, you know, you was either gay, straight, or you was bisexual. And as I've gotten older, you know, maybe those lines are not as clear as I thought they were. Again, you know, going back to my high school days, it's certain people, you know, who I went to high school with, and they just did a complete 180. Okay, it's girls who, you know, I know in high school who had girlfriends and, you know, love munching on carpets, and now they got boyfriends and baby daddies and stuff and kids. And it's boys and girls who, you know, used to be the biggest Bible thumpers ever. And now I look on Instagram and the boy got earrings and dyed his hair and kissing a boy. And the girl, you know, dating a whole stud lesbian, done turned into a whole stud lesbian. So, you know, you just never know how someone might turn out. And, you know, how can I put this? I guess what I'm saying is, and this is my question for you all, and I'll end this at part one. Should these sexual labels be gotten rid of and everybody just live how they want to live? That's how I end part one. And, you know, I may come back with part two tomorrow, another day, when, you know, it's not so late at night and I've had more time to think about this. But I just wanted to go ahead and get my thoughts on here while I can. So on that note, I'm your boy Dean. I hope you all enjoy this Piping Hot Tea, and you all be safe and good night.